Mark chapter 9. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of those that stand here, who shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus took with him Peter, and James, and John, and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his clothing became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Teacher, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he knew not what to say, for they were much afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, except Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And he answered and told them, Elijah truly comes first, and restores all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man, that he must suffer many things, and be treated with contempt. But I say unto you, that Elijah has indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they desired, as it is written of him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And immediately all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him greeted him. And he asked the scribes, What do you debate with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Teacher, I have brought unto you my son, who has a dumb spirit. And wherever he takes him, he throws him down, and he foams, and gnashes with his teeth, and wastes away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him, and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long ago is it since this came unto him? And he said, Since childhood. And often it has cast him into the fire, and into the waters, to destroy him, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us, and help us. Jesus said unto him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and convulsed him terribly, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, so that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. And they departed from there, and passed through Galilee, and he desired not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves on the way? But they held their peace, for on the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receives me, and whosoever shall receive me, receives not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man who shall do a miracle in my name, that can soon after speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if your hand offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter lame into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.